Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. What distinguishes the great firm from the mediocre one? Is it the portfolio of designs over time? Is it the breadth and depth of client relationships? Or perhaps it's the profitability exceeding industry standards? Or maybe the year-over-year growth of both revenue and headcount as supposed indicators of success and impact? We've been speaking quite a bit lately about the true value, the ultimate essence of the profession. Most are believing their value is in the design, a model, a stack of drawings. Many are touting the power of their project management discipline as the essence of their value and success. Still others see their public image as the thing that gets them repeated work. Seems this one is growing as several quote-unquote cool firms increase their edginess, their depiction of wow design, and their amped-up use of irreverent language to get attention. At Design Intelligence, we hold that the essence of value in the profession of design is a unique yet balanced mix of several functional elements working in unison, irrespective of audience. My friend and advisor, Scott Simpson, a senior fellow of the Design Future Council, has been consistent in his poking and prodding of me these past several years. As Scott says, the real decision makers are those who sign the checks. The building owners are the ultimate shot callers. I'm curious, when is the last time you, as an architectural firm or engineering organization or construction management company, had a direct, honest conversation with the client owner about their definition of value? What would they say about how they assess value in a design or construction firm? We assume it's about price and schedule adherence, but our assumption would be wrong. Though price and schedule are important, the fundamental definition of value building owners will offer is that of aligned affinity. Each owner has a vision backed by a plan and supported by funding. Does the architect really, fully understand the vision as well as the motives, emotion, and intention energizing this vision? Do the design participants align with the heart of the initiative? Does the constructor understand that the plan and schedule are but artifacts of a vision, not the vision itself, and therefore they must step back to capture this prior to executing a plan? There is, by and large, a resident tension or stress in the dynamics between AEC providers and the client owners who sponsor and underwrite projects. Most of this tension is the natural result of guessing due to the common one-inch-deep relationship between the parties. When you don't know your client, you're left guessing about their motives and ambition. Absent a true relationship, you're left wondering why they use certain language, act differently, or communicate differently from the way you do. I'm talking about relationship that exists apart from transaction. How often does a design or construction firm hang out with or dine together or just have vulnerable people-to-people dialogue with client owners outside and distant from any active business development pursuits or contractual negotiations? How much authentic relationship is being invested in to understand what's most important to a building portfolio owner? If it's all about transactions, it's an inch deep, and the probability of misses over hits continues to rise. Most firms know about their client owners, but how many know them? There's a massive gulf between knowing about someone and knowing them. I recently asked a few firms, how often during the stretch of their projects do they unofficially engage with the client owners to just connect, have casual conversation, seek to deepen their relationship, you know, the stuff of friendliness and friendship? After all, the client owners are putting millions of dollars at risk, and for some reason chose your firm to perform the work. Don't you think, just maybe, there's an open door to more than an inch-deep interaction? The future of the built environment industry will be dramatically different than it is today. Wholly new models of behavior are required. Yet, the tried and true practice of sincere interest in one another will sustain, if not accelerate, in the coming near future. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.